Hi everyone, this is Melt, My Happiness, and I was talking to somebody today about a music questionnaire that was posted a couple of years ago by Tark, and I thought I would actually give it a go. It's been a while since I did a questionnaire and rambled, for a while for you guys. I've just got back from the beach. It's 7:30 here and at night, and it's still 34 degrees Celsius, not Fahrenheit. So that's what that noise is. If you can hear it, I'm currently sitting in front of my air conditioning because it's really, really warm still. So if you can hear that, I apologize, but I'm not turning it off because it is too hot to not have air conditioning on. So I'm just going to dive right into this questionnaire. I've briefly looked over the questions, so there's going to be a lot of umming and ahhing, I think. So I apologize for that. Anyway, question one. Choose one of the following, your top five songs, bands/singers, albums. I'm going to go with bands/singers because I could never pick five favorite songs or albums. I'm probably not going to be able to pick five favorite singers, but I'll give it a go. Number one is Foo Fighters. I have been obsessed with them since I can remember. I was obsessed with Dave Grohl from Nirvana, and I am still obsessed with him. He is just, oh, he's a god. Number two would be David Bowie. I've been obsessed with David. I'm going to use the word obsessed a lot tonight, I'm sorry. That's pretty much the word I describe music all the time. But I have been obsessed with David Bowie since I saw Labyrinth when I was like five or something, and I had a really weird thing for him in that movie. And he's just so unbelievably talented. I think he's probably one of the most talented artists that there has ever been. He's incredible. Number three would be probably The Cure. I finally got to see them a couple of months ago, and Robert Smith is an absolute legend and such a gentleman, and his voice is flawless. Number four, there's an Australian band. I'm not sure if they've really made it beyond Australia, but they're huge here. They're called Powderfinger. And they've been around for probably, I think, over 20 years. And I just, I love their music. Their albums, some of their albums have been like the soundtrack to parts of my life. They're fantastic. I just love them. And number five would be another Australian artist, but he's sort of a little bit more well known overseas. His name is Chet Faker. He's actually going by his actual real name now, which is Nick Murphy, but I love him. He's so freaking talented. He is such a beautiful songwriter and lyricist, and he just yeah, he is sexy. Not many people probably think that when they Google him, but once you see him play live, you kind of just can't help but swoon. So I adore him. Yeah, question two. The first concert that you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. The first concert that I ever went to was when I was 12, and my very, very kind older brother, who's quite a bit older than me, took me to see Pearl Jam, because while all of my friends were running around obsessed with boy bands, I was running around obsessed with Eddie Vedder. And I went to see Pearl Jam when I was 12, and I've seen them twice more since then. And that is still to this day one of my favorite concerts I have ever been to. And I've been to a lot, but I just remember being in awe watching them on stage, and that's really when I fell in love with live music. So I have to thank my brother for that, because there aren't too many 18-year-olds who will take their 12-year-old sister with them to a rock concert. Question 3. A song or a band that you used to love when you were younger? I don't think I have any bands that I used to love that I don't still at least like. Okay, a song. I'm pretty sure I used to like this song. I mean, everyone liked this song. And the only reason this has occurred to me is because I actually heard it today. And it's the most irritating song in the world. Chumbawamba Tub Thumping is just awful. And I heard it today, and it has taken me all day to get that song out of my head, and now it's going to be back in my head. But I remember when that song came out, and people were obsessed with it. So I'm going to assume, I think I did kind of like it, but I hate it. It's awful. I'm sorry if you like that song still, but that is literally the most annoying song in the world. So that would probably be one for sure that I used to like that I just cannot stand now. Question 4. If you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere in your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? That's easy. There's a lyric in a song by Powderfinger that is "Love Your Way." And I've always loved that lyric, and I've always thought it would look really pretty along the side of, along the outside of my foot. But I have a tattoo on my foot, on my ankle, like on the inside of my ankle, and it is the most painful place to get a tattoo, so I would never, ever, ever get one done on my foot again. So I think the other place I would consider getting it would be the underside of my arm, like along my tricep or something. I have no plans on getting that done, but that's probably where I would get it done if I was to get it tattooed on me. Question 5. Do you play any musical instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning? I do. I've played music my whole life. I grew up in a very musical household. Big surprise there. So I grew up learning a lot of instruments. The instruments that I can actually play properly are piano, drums, violin, clarinet. I started playing clarinet so that I could move onto saxophone, but my hands were too small to move on to saxophone, so I played clarinet for like 3 years and then just stopped, because nobody wants to play clarinet. People want to play saxophone, and I couldn't, so I stopped. I've just taken up guitar in the past year, and I've always wanted to learn I've always wanted to learn bass guitar, and I've always wanted to learn the trumpet. I probably won't ever. I think I'd be rubbish at bass guitar. I would never take up the trumpet because I wouldn't want to put my poor neighbours through the torture of listening to me attempting to learn trumpet. But I've got instruments all over my house and I love playing. So I want to learn everything, and I, you know, at some stage will hopefully pick up a trumpet and give that a go. Question 6. Is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail? I believe I have answered this question in a different questionnaire before. Well, I didn't answer it because I opted to not divulge that information. There is a song that instantly gets me very hot and bothered, it's my secret. I'm not going to tell anyone what that song is because there are two people that know what this song is, and it has been used against me in the past, so that is a little secret I am not sharing with anyone. I'm sorry. A song that everyone hates but you love. A song that everyone loves but you hate. I don't think that there are songs that I love that anyone hates because I have such good taste in music. But a song that everyone loves but you hate. I work in a place that we have music playing throughout the office. And we have, like, it's like top 40 music, which isn't really anything that I'm particularly, you know, I can, you know, I like some of it, but I'm not really like a massive top 40 fan. But this year, that bloody Nash song, I Hate You, I Love You, I think I've heard that upwards of 4 times a day when it was sort of top of the charts, and it is the most beige song ever. I don't know why anyone would love it. I don't even know why anyone would tolerate it, but not many people I work with liked it, but that was like top of the charts for I think like 2 months, which was awful. That is just an awful song, and once again I apologize if you like that song. And pretty much any song by Nickelback, I hate Nickelback. I want to vote them off the island. Appalling music. Very judgmental there, I apologize. A song that everyone hates but you love. I don't think this is something that everyone hates that I love, but people often find it quite amusing to find out when they, you know, hear the sort of, you know, completely bizarre music taste that I have, and that, you know, I love like Guns N' Roses and Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters and Metallica, that I also love, have done since I was a little girl, Kylie Minogue. I don't think you're an Australian girl unless you love Kylie Minogue and have danced around your bedroom singing into a hairbrush to Kylie Minogue. So whenever Kylie comes on the radio and I get really excited, I don't think people hate her music, but people always find that quite amusing that I love it so much. And I know that some people don't like her, and I think you're all fools. Question 8. If you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? I always wanted to be Rizzo in Grease. I auditioned to be Rizzo when I was 16 in high school, but I got cast as Sandy because I was blonde, and I've never got over it. I hate Sandy. She's such a goody two shoes. I always wanted to be Rizzo, and I think it's on my bucket list to one day play Rizzo in a play, even if that's just some really dodgy, I don't know, local theatre production. I think she's a fantastic character, and I've always wanted to play her, and one day I will. I will don a dark curly wig and play Rizzo. And question 9, if you were an exotic dancer, what would your go-to song to strip to be? I have done like a sexy dance before for boyfriends. And one song that I have done this to, which seems like a completely bizarre song choice until you listen to it and you can, like, the beat is so, so sexy, and then the incredible, incredible saxophone that kicks in. It's by INXS, Never Tear Us Apart, and it's probably, in theory, quite a depressing song, but it's actually sexy as fuck. And so I have danced to that song before. It's a good song. So I don't know if it would be my go-to song to strip to, but it's a good one. Question 10. If you were to record and release an album, what would its title be? Please explain. I tend to love like album names that have absolutely nothing to do with the album itself, like really obscure album names. So mine would probably be something that has nothing to do with any of the songs on the album. I really like that. I can't think of one right now, but that's what it would be. It wouldn't be, you know, a lot of people do like lyrics or words from the songs, but I wouldn't do that. It would be something completely random, but something that would mean something to me, obviously. That was a really boring answer to that question. I apologize. Question 11. Is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Please do tell. Dave Grohl, every day of the week, and twice on Sunday. Actually, like 50 times on Sunday. Everything about that man is just so sexy. I just want to get my hands all up in his hair. He's just, I think it's not just that he's fucking talented and he is sexy as all hell, but he just seems like the sort of person that you actually want to hang out with as well. When they were in Australia last year, he had to fly home before he played the show in my city. He had flown home for something like 48 hours because one of his kids was sick, which is just like the most endearing thing you've ever heard anyway. And then he was telling, you know, he was telling the story about how he then was flying back to Australia and he got a stomach bug on the plane. So he had flown in that day and he was really unwell, but he's standing on stage holding a beer. The man's a fucking legend, and he had like 18,000 people screaming at him to skull the beer, and he was like, you know, saying, you know, you motherfuckers, I've just got off a flight and told you that I've got a stomach problem and you're asking me to skull this beer. But he did it and everyone went nuts, and it was just like, that's a sort of, I mean, the man broke his leg on stage and came back to finish the show. Like, there is no other artist in the world like him, and he is just, oh, if I could meet anyone in my life, it would be Dave Grohl, and I would think I would probably die if I ever met him. So That is 100% without having to think about it. The person that if I could have sex with, musician, it would be him. So that is Tark's questionnaire. Like 20 minutes or so of me just rambling about music. I can't believe I only took 20 minutes. I thought I was going to probably bore you for at least 40 because I can talk about music all day long. But I'm going to stop talking your ear off and potentially go and listen to a few other people's responses because I love hearing what people think about music. It's a big part of my life. And I love hearing about how it influences other people's lives. So have a good night.